previous plot, we learned that the Rava said that Rabbi Akiva does not agree with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that Chulin can become a Sheni, and therefore he makes a Kalvachoyma to learn that Truma can become a Shlishi and Kodesh can become a Ravi. We know that Rabbi Akiva says that Chulin can become a Shlishi. If Rabbi Akiva were to learn the Kalvachoyma that Rabbi Yossi learns, Rabbi Akiva would hold that Truma would become a Revi'i, and Kodesh would become a Chamishi. And Rava said that Rabbi Akiva does not agree with Rabbi Yossi, and since he does not make that Kal V'chaimah, Truma is the same as Chulin. Truma could only become a Shlishi just like Chulin, that we learn from the Pasuk. Kol asher b'toicha yitma mikol ha'ochel asher yochel asher yovei olav mayim yitma. And from that Pasuk, Rabbi Akiva learns that Chulin and Truma can become a Shlishi. And Kodesh could become a Ravi, he would learn from the Pasuk of Habasach Shayiga B'chol Tomei Le'yayochel. From that Pasuk we learn that Basar Kodesh that touches a Shlishi or comes into contact with a Shlishi becomes a Ravi. Where do we know that from? That is the question here. Where do we know that Rabbi Akiva does not make the Kal V'chaimah that Rabbi Yossi makes? Says the Gemara Nofek Ravashi. Ravashi, who asked the question to Rav Kahana, from where does Rava know that? V'itema Rav Kahana. And some say that Rav Kahana was the one who went out of the Beis Medrash. Duck, he searched into this matter. V'ashkach ha. And he found the following Mishnah that tells us that Rav Akiva says that Kodesh cannot become a Chamishi, it can only become a Ravi. And Truma can only become a Shlishi. This none, because we learned the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah, Masechtes Chagiga, that tells us about certain Malois, certain that there are by Truma and by Kodeshim. So this Mishnah is telling us about a Mala by Kodesh. It says in the Mishnah, HaKli Metzaref Esmashe B'Toichai. There is a din, as we will soon see, it's a machlekes, whether it's the Reis or the Rabbanon. However, a Kli unites everything that is inside the Kli. If we have a Keli, a vessel, in which there is food of Kodesh at either end or at both ends of the Kli, and the food is not touching one another, and a sheretz would come into contact with one of these foods, then the din is, because of this din of HaKli Metzaref Esmashe B'Toichai, the Kli unites all the food in the Kli, as it were, as if they are all touching each other, and a negia by the sheretz in one piece of the food is as if it would have been a negia in all the food, because I look at all the food in the Keli as if it would be united. If I would not say the din of tziruf, then the sheretz would be metame the oichel that it touched. The oichel could not be metame a kli, because a kli could never be makabel tuma from an oichel, neither min ha'teira nor mi derabbanon, and therefore the other piece of oichel at the other end of the keli could not be makabel tuma from the kli, and that oichel at the other end of the keli would remain tahar. Therefore, we say hakli metzaref esmashe b'toichai, and a negia in one oichel is like a negia in all the oichel. There's a special din by kodesh of tziruf kli. This din we find, says the Mishnah further, l'kodesh. This din we find only by hektish, avaloi l'truma. There is no such chumra by truma of akli metzaref esmashe b'toichai. And the next chumra that the Mishnah in Masechtas Chagiga says, the next mala that there is by Kodesh, we find v'haravi b'kodesh pasul. If a shlishi comes into contact with a piece of meat of Kodesh, that piece of meat of Kodesh becomes pasul, it becomes unfit, it itself is tame, it can't be metame something else. V'hashlishi b'truma. But truma only goes till a shlishi. If a chulin of sheni come into contact with truma, that truma becomes a shlishi. So we have here another chumra that Kodesh has over Trum. Now, like whom does that Mishnah in Masechtas Chagiga go? Like which Tana? V'yom Reb Chiya Barabba Omer Reb Yoichanan. And Reb Chiya Barabba said in the name of Reb Yoichanan, Mei Dusoi Shel Reb Akiva Nishneis Mishnah Zu. This Mishnah in Masechtas Chagiga, this is based on the testimony that Reb Akiva gave in a Mishnah in Masechtas Idias. The author of the Mishnah in Masechtas Chagiga is the Reb Akiva of the Mishnah in Masechtas Idias, because he teaches us the din of Tziruf Kli. Disnan, because we learned here to say Disnan, because this is a Mishnah. Disnan, we learned a Mishnah in Masechtas Idias. Hoisif Reb Akiva. Reb Akiva added. In that Mishnah, before this part of the Mishnah, there was discussed then that if a Tomei touches Eifer Pora, the Eifer that is connected with the Pora Aduma, even if he touches only one Eifer, the other Eifer become Tomei. which is a special chumra by Pora Aduma. And on that, Rabbi Akiva added, Hoisiv Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva added to that. Ha-soiles, if there is flour that is used for a mincha in the Beis HaMikdash, so it has a Kedushas HaGuf. Ve-ha-kedoyresh, if we have incense, that is, we are makti on the Mizbeach for the Ketoyres. Ve-ha-levoina, this is also one of the samamonim that are used for the Ketoyres, but this is inedible. It can't be eaten as a food. Ve-ha-gecholim, if there are coals. And Rabbi Akiva added, "She'im nogat tevul yoyim b'miktsason posal eskulon." If a tevul yoyim who has a din like a sheni, if he touches one of these things, he is posal eskulon. They all become unfit. Here, Rabbi Akiva said two separate chedushim. One chedush Rabbi Akiva is telling us that there is a din of chibas hakodesh machsheroson lemehever oichel. Over here, the gacholim and the levoina, they are not foods at all, and we know only an oichel or a mashke or an adam or a keli can be makabel tuma. How can gecholim and levoina be makabel tuma? So there's a special din that the Gemara learns out in Ma'amar Sechta and the Chavdala Lamed Beis and the Flamelheya Mid Aleph. It says in the Pasuk, in Parshas Tzav, V'habosar ashayiraya b'chol tomei lo yeyochev. And the Gemara, Daf Chavdal Lamed Beis, says, the word V'habosar is superfluous. It could have said ashayiga b'chol tomei lo yeyochev. So from the superfluous V'habosar, we learn that not only is oichel mekabel tomei if it is hektish, but all things that are hektish, even levoina and gecholim, even though they are inedible, they have a din of kabbalas tomei. Since kodesh, we see, has a greater madrega when it comes to tumah v'tahara, we see kodesh can become a ravi, so they are more susceptible to mekabel tumah. Therefore, chibas hakodesh machsherosan mehevi oichel. It's a special din. The fact that they are kodesh gives them a din oichel. That's the first din we see from Rabbi Akiva. Secondly, Rabbi Akiva is telling us sheim nogat tfulyoyim b'mekzasen. If a tfulyoyim touches one of these things, posel es kulan. All of them become posel. Now it can't be the pshat that the gecholim, for instance, are mekabel tumah from the tful yoyim, they become a shlishi, and their matama the lavoin, which becomes a ravi, and their matama the ktayos, which becomes a chamishi, because how could the ktayos be matama the seiles? It would become a shishi. That's impossible. We only know ravi, or perhaps chamishi by kodesh. Therefore, the pshat is that hakli mitzaraf ma'ashe b'toich, the kli which contains all these different items, is mitzaraf all of them as if they would be one. And an agia b'miktsason is an agia b'kulam. So from here we see that Reb Akiva holds hakli mitzaraf ma'ashe b'toichoi. So the Mishnah Masechtas Chagiga that teaches us that hakli mitzaraf ma'ashe b'toichoi, who must be the author of that Mishnah? That must be Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara continues, in the Mishnah in Chagiga we see that kodesh, it says, becomes revi'i. We see revi'i ein, chamishi loy. Kodesh can only become a revi'i according to Rabbi Akiva. Shlishi ein, truma can become only a shlishi, revi'i loy. We see that Rabbi Akiva does not accept Rabbi Yosi's kal v'chomer to make truma a ravi and kodesh a chamishi. So the Gemara is finished with the raya. Now we know from where Rava knew that Rabbi Akiva does not learn like Rabbi Yosi. Now the Gemara continues with the braisa of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan learned pshat that the Mishnah in Masechtas Chagiga, the Mishnah of the Milas, the author of that Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, Alma Kosova Rabbi Yochanan. You see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Siruf de Rabbanon, that the din of Hakli Metzaraf Mashe Betoichai is only mid Rabbanon. Says Rashi, why? Because if the Mishnah in Chagiga is relying on the Mishnah in Idias, on the Shita of Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah in Idias, over there the din of Siruf Kli must be mid Rabbanon, because over there the whole Kabbalah's tuma is only because of the din of chibas hakodesh machsherosan, only because of the din of a habosal rabois eitzim ulavoina, because over there it's talking about lavoina and gecholim. And Rashi learns that that din, that lavoina and gecholim can be makabal tuma, although they're not an oichel, that the chibas hakodesh is machsher those things, that is only a din de rabbon, and that is Rashi's view. Therefore, the Mishnah that teaches us tziruf, the Mishnah in Idios where Rabbi Akiva taught us tziruf, over there it must be a tuma mid rabbon, and since the whole tuma of the gecholim and the lavoina is only mid rabbon, so the din tziruf there, I have no proof that it's more than Yochanan de Rabbanan. Therefore, we say now that Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the Mishnah in Chagiga, that teaches us the din of Tzirf, relies on the Mishnah in Idyos, it must be that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the whole din of Tzirf is only mid Rabbanan. Rashi, Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos asks questions from Gemaras that it seems that the din of Chibas HaKodesh, to be Machshir an Oichel of Kodesh, to make something into an Oichel when it is Kodesh, that is a din deraisa. And Tosfos says, we know here that the Mishnah in Idyos is only a Tumah de Rabbanan because it says Hoisef Rabbi Akiva, and the first thing that it says in that Mishnah about a Negia in the Mixas Eifa Por Aduma is a Negia Bekulai, that is only a Din de Rabbanan certainly. So when it says Hoisef Rabbi Akiva, it's also in a Din de Rabbanan, so we see that the Din of Tzirov is only Mid Rabbanan. Upliga de Avchonin, says the Gemara, and Rabbi Yochanan, if so, who says the din of Tzirof is the Rabbanon, he disagrees with Rav Chonon. The Omar, Rav Chonon says, Tzirof derais, the din of Hakli Metzarof Masha Batoche, that's a din Menatera. Shenema, as it says in Posik, in Parshas Nosai, by the Kobonis of the Nesim, it says, Kaf Achas, Azor Azohov, Meleo Ketoiras. And what did the spoons hold? They held Ketoiras. So we see, he learns in the Posik, Hakosov also Kol Masha Bekaf Achas. Since it says kaf achas, why does it have to say kaf achas? Miut kaf is achas. If it would be more than one, it would be kapois. Since it says kaf achas, it wants to tell me hakosav also kol mashe b'kaf achas, everything that is in the kaf, even if the things are not touching each other, they are as one. So the din of hatkli metzar of mashe b'toichoy is a din de erais according to Rav Chonon. So the din of hakli metzar of mashe b'toichoy, is it the erais or the rabbonon? That our Gemara says is machlokes between Rav Chonon and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Chonon says it's the Reiser, Rabbi Yochanan says it's the Rabbanon. The din, the other din that we had, that Gecholim and Levina of Kodesh can be Makabal Tumo, although they're not Oichel, that we learn from the Pasuk, V'habosa L'Rabbais Eitzim Levina, that is a Machlekes in our Sugya in Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says it's the Rabbanon, Tosis says it is the Reiser. And now the Gemara continues with another Mishnah in Masechtas Idyos. Tanan Hosam, we learned there in the Mishnah in Masechtas Idyos, Al Machat, it so happens to be by chance that Mishnah is quoted by Reb Chanina Segana Kehanim. Before that, in the Mishnah, Reb Chanina Segana Kehanim said, Mimeim Shel Kehanim Lo Nimnu, our whole Mishnah from Daf Yudalad is brought over there in the Mishnah in Idyos. And the safe over there, the Mishnah ends with this din. Reb Chanina Segana Kehanim gave testimony also to the following. Al Machat, about a needle, Shenimtsas Bibosah, if a behemoth was slaughtered in the Beis Hamikdash, and subsequent to the Shechita we find a needle in the flesh of the animal, the din is shehasakin, the knife which touched this needle, v'hayodayim, and the hands of the kohen which touched this needle, tohoyrais, they are toho, v'habosah tomei, and the flesh of the animal in which the needle was found, that flesh is tomei. But nimtzas paperesh, if the needle was found in the waists of the animal, hakoil toho, not only are the hands of the kohen and the sakin toho, but the flesh is also toho. If the perish itself is toho or tomei, we will see at the end of the sugya. In any case, we learned this gemara here according to one pshat that we will see on the next domit. This machat is, according to one view on Omid Beis, this machat is a rishain. This needle, we don't know anything about this needle. We know that this needle came from somewhere outside Yerushalayim, as we will see later on in the Gemara how that can be. And now we find it in the animal after the Shechita. Any needle or any keli that is found outside Yerushalayim and we don't know what din that keli has, is it tumi or tohar, we have to assume that it is a rishon l'tumah. We're not machmer to say it's an av, but we are machmer to say perhaps it came into contact with the sheretz and this keli is a rishon. So this needle that is found in the flesh of the animal, we have to suspect that it is a rishon l'tumah. And here Reb Chanina Segana Kehanim is saying in the Mishnah Nedius Achidish, although we have a suspicion that this needle is a rishon, and therefore it's metama the basa becomes a sheni. After the shechita, the basa has a din machol, so it's mekabel tuma from the machol, it becomes a sheni. But still, the sakin is not mekabel tuma here, and the kohen, the yadayim of the kohen, are not mekabel tuma. Soon we'll see what the chiddush is in those things. Omar Reb Akiva said, Reb Akiva, Zachinu, we have a great benefit from the din that we see here, She'ein Tumas Yadayim B'Mikdash, that there is not a din of Tumas Yadayim B'Mikdash. In other words, we have a benefit that we have less Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. How do we see here that there's a Chiddush She'ein Tumas Yadayim B'Mikdash? And what is Tumas Yadayim? We see in the Gemara, in the Brises, in Masechta Shabbos, in the Yudches Dover, that the Chachamim, one of the Gzeres they made was Tumas Yadayim. That Stam Yadayim, if a person did not especially take care to see that his hands did not touch any tumah. So Stam Yodayim, if he did not guard his hands, he was not careful to guard them, they have a din of shniyos. We view his Yodayim as if they would be sheni. Although we know min ha-Torah, a person could never become a sheni. And there is not such a thing min ha-Torah as the hands of a person being tumah and the rest of the guf being tohar. But the Chachamim were geyser on Stam Yodayim, a din of shniyos. And here Tosfos adds, if the Chazal said the Stam Yodayim Ashnias, then what if a person's Yodayim definitely did touch something that is a Rishon? Then certainly they should be tummy. Why would Chachamim go to the Stam Yodayim Shnias? Because they didn't want a person to touch things that are a Rishon. If a person knows he certainly touched a Rishon, says Tosfos, then of course Midrabonon, his hands, become Shnias. Now, since Reb Chanina Segana Kehanim says that although the Basar is Tamei, but the Yodayim of the Kohen who touched the Smachat and the Kelim Atahirim, we see if the Yodayim of the Kohen Atahiris, although they touched the Machat, we have a Yodayim that touched a Rishon. Therefore, we see from here that the Chachomim were not Goyze, the Gzera of Stam Yodayim in the Beis HaMikdash. Stam Yodayim in the Beis HaMikdash are not Shniim, and therefore Yodayim in the Beis HaMikdash that touch a Rishon do not become a sheni. And therefore, Rav Akiva says, Zochinu, we have a benefit from this, that there is not going to be an abundance of tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Gemara now on Rav Akiva, why did Rav Akiva only say, Zochinu she'in tumas yodayim b'mikdash, v'neima let him also say, she'in tumas yodayim v'keilim b'mikdash? Why did Rav Akiva not say that we have also a benefit from the fact that we see in this Mishnah that there is no din of tumas keilim the mikdash? And Rav Akiva means the following. We know in the Yudches Dover, one of the Yudches Dover is that Kalim can be Mekabel Tumah from a Mashka. Min HaTera, Kalim can never be Mekabel Tumah from a Mashka, because Kalim can only be Mekabel Tumah from an Av HaTumah. But the Chachomim were Goyzer that Kalim can become be Mekabel Tumah from a Mashka. Why is that? Gzeire Mishum Mashke Zov V'Zova. The reason that Kalim could be Mekabel Tumah from a Mashka is because people should not confuse all Mashkois with Mashke Zov V'Zova. And Kalim can become Mekabel Tumah from a Mashke Zov V'Zova, since the Mashke Zov V'Zova is an Av HaTumah. Therefore they said Kalim can be Mekabel Tumah from Mashke. And now the Gemara here in the Havamina is learning that this Sakin somehow touched Kalim, that touched Mashkin, that touched this Machat. That's how the Gemara is learning in this Havamina, according to Rashi and Tosfos in our Sugya, that this Machat, which is in the Basar of the Behema, this Machat touched Mashkin that somehow are here in the Beis HaMitbachayim, in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Sakin of Shechita touched those Mashkin, and still that Sakin is Tohar. Now why should that be? We know that Kelim Abakabal Tumah from Mashkim Midrabonon. The answer is that the Chachamim were not Goyze this Tumah, that Kelim Abakabal Tumah from Mashkim in the Beis HaMikdash. If so, Venema Rabbi Akiva should have said She'in Tumas Yadayim V'Kelim B'Mikdash. Why didn't he add that we have Zochinu Ledin in the Kelim also? Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, said Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav to answer this question. V'itema Rabbi Yosi Rav Chanina said, Yodayim koidim gzeras kelim nishnu. The gzera that the Chachomim said, that Stam Yodayim shniyasem, that gzera was enacted before the gzera that kelim amakabal tumeh for Mashkim. And this Mishnah in Masechtas Idyos, where Akiva says, Zachinu she'in tumas yodayim v'mikdash, historically, chronologically, that was said between the Gzera of Yodayim and the Gzera of Kalim. Therefore, he doesn't say, Zochinu she'in tumas Kelim b'mikdash, because there was no such gzeira in the world at the time, not even chutz l'mikdash. But there was a gzeira that stam yodayim atmeim chutz l'mikdash, says Rabbi Akiva, zachinu she'en tumas yodayim b'mikdash. So the Gemara is saying that historically that Mishnah was learnt in between the two gzeiras. Ask the Gemara, Omar Rova said Rova, v'hotchavayu boi b'yoyim gazu, the two gzeiras, that is, the gzeira that stam yodayim ashnis, and the gzeira that kelim d'amakabal tuma from Ashke, they were both boi b'yoyim gazu, they were enacted in the very same day. This nam, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Zavim, this Mishnah is saying those things which are shniim midrabonim. It says haSefer Kisvei Hakodesh have a din sheni l'tuma. Why should the Chachamim place a din tuma on Kisvei Hakodesh? Because people used to say truma is kodesh, Kisvei Hakodesh is kodesh. Let's keep the truma in the Aron HaKodesh together with the Sifrei Kodesh, and then the mice would come to eat the truma, and they would also gnaw at the Sifrei Kodesh, and they would ruin the Sifrei Kodesh. Therefore, the Chachamim said a sefer has a din of a sheni, and the people then would keep the truma as far as possible from the Kisvei HaKodesh. That's why the Chachamim placed a din of sheni on sefer. And further, we see v'hayodayim stam yodayim ashniyim heim. And the next din is v'hatful yoyim. If a person is a tful yoyim, he was tummy and he was toivel, but the sun did not yet set, or night did not yet fall, he has a din of a sheni l'tumma midrabonon. And here the Gemara asks him a sechta Shabbos. Shabbos, this is a mefurish apostolic in the Torah. Uvo ha-shemesh v'toho v'yacha yoychum and akadoshim, that a person who's a tful yoyim is not allowed to eat truma because he has a din as if he were a sheni. And the Gemara says, sami mekan tful yoyim. Delete the word tful yoyim from this Mishnah. Shouldn't be there. V'ha'oichlin v'ha'kelim shenitma'u b'mashkim. And also oichlim or kelim that were makabal tuma from mashkin. Here we are not talking about oichl that was makabal tuma from mashkin that was a rishon, because that's a din d'oraisa, as we learned at great length in the previous shiur. But here we are talking about oichl that received kelim that came into contact with mashkim, that is, that received their tumah from the yodayim. So the yodayim are shniim, and the mashkim would not be tumah at all. But the chiddush is that midrabbanan we have a rule called hapoisel es hatruma mitame mashkin liyos techila. If mashke comes into contact with a sheni or any tumah higher than that, a rishon on the way up, those mashkin become a rishon. Why? Since mashkim are very susceptible to the makabal tumah, they don't need hech. The Chachamim were machmir midrabbanan in the tumma of mashkin. Therefore, the yodayin that touch a mashkin renders the mashkin a rishon, and the oichlin that come into contact with these mashkin can become a sheni. And also, they were geyser and hakelim shenitmu b'mashkin, because min ha'teiru we know kelim can only be mitkabel tumma from nav ha'tumma. And the Chachamim said, because as we saw before, mashke zava zava, because of that gzeira, we say that kelim can be mitkabel tumma midrabbanan from mashkin. In any case, we see from here that the gzeira of Yodayim and the gzeira of Kalim, Haboim, Machmas, Mashkim, those were enacted in the very same day. So we can't say this historical teretz that we tried. Elo, my lover, Rava says a different teretz. Why did Rabbi Akiva not say Zochinu she'ein tumas kelim b'mikdash? Rava says very poshit, hanach l'tumas sakin, leave alone the tumah of this sakin that he slaughtered this behemah with, in which was found the machat. Why? Da'afilu b'chulin na'am eloi mitmo. Even if it were chulin, this sakin would not become tummy, because the sakin, hai sakin, denoga b'mai. What did this sakin touch? The Gemara at this point in the Teretz is rejecting the premise of the Kasha that the Sakin touched Mashkim that touched the Machat. That the Gemara rejects. It doesn't say anywhere they were Mashkin here. Therefore, the Gemara says, Hai Sakin denoga b'mai. What did this Sakin touch? Ilema denoga b'boso. If the Sakin touched, came into contact with the boso. And what is this boso that received its tumor from the Machat? This boso is a sheni. We have a rule. Ein oichel metama kli. An oichel cannot be metama kli, because a kli can only be makabel tumor from an av hatumah. And an av does not become an av hatumah in order to be metama kli. So the psakin cannot be mekabel tuma from the basa, neither midraisa nor midrabona. The ella denoga b'machat. Ella, what do you want to say? That the psakin touched the machat, came into contact with the machat. We have the same problem for ein kli metame kli. A kli which is not an av cannot be metame another kli, because we have the same rule. A kli can only be mekabel tuma from an av hatuma. This machat, as we are learning now, is a rishon, and since the machat is a rishon, it can't be metame the sakin. It can't even be metame the sakin midrabonon, because a kli cannot be mekabel tuma from a kli that is a rishon. The only rishon that a kli can be mekabel tuma from midrabonon is a mashke. Kli can be mekabel tuma from mashke. That is one of the yud ches davar. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, "Hai machat maya vitei? What's doing with this machat? What is the tumah on this machat? Where did it become tamei, etc.?" Till now in the Gemara, we were assuming that this machat was a rishin in order to be able to learn easily the kashis and the terutzim of the Gemara. We were learning like the second teretz of the Gemara. But here the Gemara asks the question, "Hai machat maya vitei?" The Gemara will give two terutzim. Inema, if you wish to say that this machat is a suffik machat, it is a suffik machat. It's a machat that we find, and we don't know anything about this needle, if it is tohar or tamei. And the Mishnah, the Gemara here is basing its question on a Mishnah in Masechtus Taharis, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Hey. And there it says, Al vov sfeikis sorfenes atruma. There are six different types of things which are a suffix, whether they are Torah or Tomei, and the Chachomim assume them to be Tomei, and therefore, if they come into contact with Truma, we burn the Truma as if it would be Vadai Tomei. And two of the things that are mentioned in that mission is Al suffix Kelim Hanemsoim. If we find vessels of any kind, and we don't know whether they are Torah or Tomei, then we assume those vessels to be according to the Mashah, and so it seems from Rashi and Tosfos in our sugya, we assume those kelim to be a rishon. We assume them to have come into contact with a sheretz. And al sofik roikin hanemtsoin. If we find saliva that came from a human being, we don't know from whom it came, if that person was a tummy or not, we assume that the chumra, that roik was from a zav, and therefore the roik is an av hatumah. And therefore our Gemara says, Hai machat maya viritei. What is the tumah on this machat? Inem a sofik machat. If you think that it's the sofik machat that it's mentioned in the Mishnah in Taharis, v'hoi itma, we learnt, Rebbe Loza and Rebbe Yosi b'Reb Chanina. Rebbe Loza and Rebbe Yosi b'Reb Chanina both said, Chadoma, one of them said, Loi gozu al sofik roikin sheb Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, the Chachamim weren't gozer that sofik roikin atomei. It's only a chumra derabbanan, and that chumra they didn't say in Yerushalayim. They did not want to be mar batuma in the city of Yerushalayim, because it can affect the kodesh to be mafsid the kachim probably. The chadama, and one of them said, loy gozru al sofik hakelim shib Yerushalayim, that although the Mishnah in Tahara says that they were gozer and sofik halim, but in Yerushalayim they were not gozer and sofik halim. So in any case, what do we see? That in Yerushalayim, a suffik machat is tohar. If so, what is the problem with this machat that was found in this behemoth? Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, said Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, ki goin sha'ov deloy machat, and Rashi is here, goyres shel tomei meis. He lost a machat of a tomei meis. There was a person who touched a mace, and that person who is called a tomei mace or a tmei mace, he is an av hatumah. This machat came into contact with that person, machat shel tomei mace or machat of a tmei mace, and therefore this machat that came into contact with the av hatumah, with the tmei mace, this machat is an av hatumah, because we had before in our sugya the rule of cherev harehu kecholo. Any metal, according to Rashi, that comes into contact with a tomei mace is an av hatumah, just as the tmei mace is. And therefore this machat is an av hatumah. And now when he shechts his behemoth, v'hikira bebas, he recognizes the machat, the needle, this is the machat that I lost, and I know that this machat is an av hatumah. And therefore the Mishnah says the machat is metame the basar. In fact, the basar becomes a rishon of his makabel tumah from the machat. The question is, if so, why is the kohen who shechted this animal, why does he not become tumah? If he touched the machat, he should become a rishon. Not only his yadayim should be tumah, he himself should become a rishon. The Gemara will soon deal with that question. Rabbi Yossi Berabovin says a different teretz from Rav Yehuda Amarav. What kind of machat are we talking about? He accepts the earlier premise that the Gemara made, that this is a suffix machat, it's a machat that we find, we don't know if it is tummy or tor. And if you will ask the question that we asked before in Yerushalayim, such a machat is tor, they were not geyser and suffix kelim. Rabbi Yossi Berabovin Omar ki goin shahisa por chasuma uvo michutz liYerushalayim. This parah that a person slaughtered as a korban, when he brought it from outside of Yerushalayim into Yerushalayim, before he brought his animal into Yerushalayim, he muzzled his animal. And therefore, it's impossible that this parah swallowed the machat in the city of Yerushalayim. And therefore, this machat is not a Yerushalayim machat. And therefore, this machat has a din of a suffix machat, and midrabbanan, it is a rishon l'tuma. And that is why it is metame the basa becomes a sheni. However, the yodayim of the kohen do not become tuma if they touch this machat even directly, because legozru tumas yodayim b'mikdash, and the sakin, if that touched the machat, it can't become tuma, because a keli is not bekabel tuma from a keli that is a rishon. Says the Gemara further, Gufa, we just learned before, Rebbe Loza and Rebbe Yossi b'Reb Chanina. Rebbe Loza and Rebbe Yossi b'Reb Chanina say, Chadoma loigozu al sofik haroikin shabi Yerushalayim. One says that they were not geyser on doubtful roik in Yerushalayim. Although the Mishnah in Taharas had said that sofik roik has a din of av hatumah, but in Yerushalayim they did not enact the gzera on roik. The Chadoma, one of these two mandiyomim, said, Legozru al sofik hakelim shabi Yerushalayim. Although the Mishnah in Tahara said that Sofik Kalim have a din rishon l'tumah, but on Sofik Kalim in Yerushalayim they did not enact that gzeira. Asks the Gemara, Roikim Tanina and Kalim Tanina. Both Sofik Roik in Yerushalayim we have a mafurish Mishnah about, and also Sofik Kalim in Yerushalayim we have a mafurish Mishnah saying that they were not geyser. And therefore the question is, what would Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina telling us if we have Mefurash and Mishnayos to that effect? What is it? Just now we learned in the Mishnah, in Masechta Shkolim, Kol HaRoikin HaNimtzoyim Yerushalayim Tohoyim, all the salivas that are found in Yerushalayim are Tohoyim. They don't have a din of a Sofik Roik like is found anywhere else that has a din of a Av Misofik. Chutz Mishal Shukha Elyon, unless it is like that is found in the upper marketplace of Yerushalayim, that was a special marketplace where all the Temeim, the people that were Tomei, would assemble as not to contaminate others with their Tomei. So if we find Roik over there, we must assume that it comes from a Tomei. In any case, we see that anywhere else in Yerushalayim where we find Roik, that Roik is not Tomei. And says the Gemara Leitzricha, I still need the Chiddush of Rabbi Lozav and Rabbi Yossi b'Reb Chanina. Why Afal Gafti is Chazik Zav? If we have a marketplace that we know a Zav walked through, and we find a Roik in that marketplace, may we say that Roik is not from the Zav, if it's in Yerushalayim, and therefore Tor, or must we assume that since it is Chazik Zav in this Shuk, we know that there was a Zav here, we must be Machmer even in Yerushalayim. If we would have only had the Mishnah in Shkolim, we would have said, when is Sofik Zav in Yerushalayim, Sofik Roik, that is, in Yerushalayim Toha, that's only in an area where it's Loi is Chazik Zav, but an area where we know that there was a Zav, prior to finding the Roik, there we would have to be Machmir. That's why Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yossi b'Reb Chanina came to tell us that even in such a case, we don't have to be Machmir. And what is the second kasha about Kalim? Kalim Tanina. We learned that Sofik Kalim in Yerushalayim are Torah. This not because we learned the mission. Kol HaKalim HaNimtzoyim Yerushalayim. All the Kalim that are found in Yerushalayim. Derech Yerida LeBeis HaTvila Temeim. If they're found on the path going, descending to the mikveh, those kelim atomi. they used to have different paths going down and up from the mikveh. The path going down to the mikveh was a path where people would go to the mikveh with that path, and they would go with kelim tameim, or people that were tamei would go there. When a person would leave the mikveh, he would never go up on that path. He would take a different path that would lead up from the mikveh to the street where only tahirim would go. So the Mishnah says in Masechta Shkalim, Kol ha-kelim ha-nimtsoyim b'Yerushalayim, all kelim that are found in Yerushalayim, if they are derech yirida leveis ha-tvila, if they're found on that path that people use to go to the mikveh, tameim, because we must assume that the keli that's found here was being carried by a person to the mikveh, to immerse in the mikveh, and he lost the keli on the way. Because if this keli had already been immersed in the mikveh, what is it doing on this path? It should have been found on the other path or somewhere else in the city. So we can be medayik, we can infer from this Mishnah, Hodi Alma, we see from here, if kelim are found anywhere else in Yerushalayim, tohelim, that those kelim are toha. So we see that kelim, stam kelim that are found in Yerushalayim are toha. If so, why did Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina have to say, loy gozru al sofik kelim b'Yerushalayim, if we have a mefurish, the Mishnah in kelim that infers that din, says the Gemara uletameich. And according to your reasoning, that you say there is a good raya from the Mishnah in Kalim, that from the Mishnah in Shkolim, that lois gozru al sofik kelim b'Yerushalayim, ema sefer. Let us learn the sefer of the Mishnah in Masechta Shkolim. It says derech aliyah tohir. If we find a keli on the path which goes out from the mikveh, where only kelim tohirim are carried on that path, then we say those kelim are tohirim, they are tohor, because we know that they had already been immersed. So from that sefer we can infer, Hodi Alma, if we don't find it on this path where only kelim tohirim are carried, if we find it anywhere else in Yerushalayim where it could be tohor, it could be tomei, we should say temeim, that the kelim should be tomei. So we have a ratio that tells us that stam kelim that are found anywhere in Yerushalayim are toha, and the sefer tells us that stam kelim that are found anywhere in Yerushalayim are tummy. What we usually do when we have such a Mishnah is we say, meha leka the Mishnah mina. Since the Mishnah, the diuk of the ratio, contradicts the diuk of the sefer, we say there's a style in the Mishnah, meha leka the Mashmin mina. Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't want to give you a hint either way, so he gave two contradictory hints so that you shouldn't be able to bring a raya from the Mishnah. So if we would not have had the din of Rebbe Elazar and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, that is how we would have learned Pshat and Shkolim, that there's no raya from the Mishnah of Kalim in the streets of Yerushalayim. And therefore Rebbe Elazar and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina said, no, that Kalim that are found in the streets of Yerushalayim are Torah. And therefore they are telling us how to learn Pshat in the Mishnah in Shkolim. Elo Reisha Dafka. The ratio of the Mishnah is dafka. In other words, only if it's found on the path going to the mikveh is it tomek. But if it's found anywhere else in Yerushalayim, it's toha. The sefer lav dafka, and that which you inferred from the sefer, that anywhere you find it in Yerushalayim, other than the path going from the mikveh, is tomei, that is lav dafka, that diuk you should not make. And what does the sefer want to tell me? V'la fuka gizyosa. That if the kelim are found in the path, they used to have a little narrow path between the two main roads to and from the mikveh. There was a path in between those two, and sometimes Tmeim would go up that path, and sometimes Tahayim would go up down that path. So if the sefer wants to tell you, it's only toha if it's in the path going, the main path going from the mikveh. But if it's the narrow path going between the two mikvehs, and sometimes Tahayim go here from the mikveh, and sometimes Tmeim go to the mikveh, over there if we find a keli, it's toha, because this keli was certainly once tamei. If it was on the way to the mikveh, it's a tamei now. If he's going back from the mikveh, we know it was tamei once before. So it was muhzak. Any keli that's here was muhzak to be a keli tamei, and therefore we assume it to be tamei. But in the rest of Yerushalayim, a keli that is found is toha, and that is the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. And now the Gemara comes back to Rav. Ularav diyoma, and according to Rav, that established the Mishnah in Masechtas Idyos, that spoke about machat shenimtsa bebosor. And Rav established that Mishnah, kigoin sha'ovdoloi machat tomei meis vehikira bebosor, that a person lost a needle that had come into contact with a tummy mace, and now he recognizes it in the flesh of his korban. Kivan diyomama, since we learned before in our perk, bechalal cheref. It says, v'chol asher yigal pnei hasodeh, bechalal cheref oy b'meiseh b'etzam odom oy b'kover. And as we saw, the word chalal cheref is superfluous. What's the difference how the person died? In any case, his stomach. Why does it have to say cheref? We darshan here, cheref harei hu kecholol. If so, ask the Gemara, if this machat is an av hatumeh, odom v'keim kelim nami litme. The person who touches this machat, the kohen who shechs the animal and touches the machat, or the sack in shechita which touched this machat, should also become tumah, because we know that adam v'kelim can be mekabel tumah from a keli that is an av hatumah. Omer Ravashi said, Ravashi in zoisei meres azor l'shus harabim hi. Ravashi here, in order to say this teretz, changes something in the pshat in the Gemara that we were learning until now. According to the way we learned before in the Gemara, that this machat was only a rishon, because this machat was a machat which was a sofik kli, which is bor mechutz l'Yerushalayim, and therefore the Chachamim gave it a din rishon because of sofik. So until now we were learning that the kohen's hands touched the machat, and the sakin touched the machat for sure, and still, the hands of the kohen do not become shniyas, because legozru tumas yadayim b'mikdash. And so also, the sakin of the shechita does not become tamei, because a kli cannot be makabel tuma from a rishon, which this machat is, midrabanan. However, according to Rav now, Ravashi is saying, we are not certain that this person touched the machat, or that the second shechita touched the machat. There's only a suffix if the kohen, while doing the shechita and doing the avoda, if he touched this machat, and if the second shechita touched the machat. So here we have a question of a suffix tuma. We don't know whether the kohen or whether his second touched the machat. And therefore we say, if the azorah of the Beis HaMikdash would be considered for the purposes of tuma v'tara, reshus hayochid, then the kohen and the machat would be tuma, b'sum sipshat. If it is not considered a Rosh Hashayachid Yazar, if it's considered a Rosh Hasharabim, then they are Torah. We know we had before that the Gemara in Masechta Saita, Daf Chof Ches, learns, just like we see by Saita, a woman who is suspect of having been unfaithful to her husband, the din is that she is Asur Labayla. If there is a Suffolk, if there was Kini and Stira and there is a Suffolk, she is Asur Labayla, she is Asur to her husband. The Chachamim learned from here, since the Torah calls and the a woman being asur labayla because of nus, the Torah calls it tuma. The Torah learns from a saita to all the hilchas tuma v'tayra. And whenever we have a suffik tuma, we say, just like saita is a suffik and she's a tmei, or she's a asur labayla mi suffik, so all suffik tumas are tmeis. But we say, we learn from saita, just like a saita, we only have a suffik. Where did a suffik arise? In a reshus hayochid, in a secluded area. That's the only place this woman would do the aveira, in a secluded place. And therefore we say, if a suffik tumah arrives in a secluded place, a place where rabbim doesn't go, then suffik tumah b'shus hayochid is tameh. If it's in a place where rabbim go, then we cannot learn from suffik tumah b'shus from saita that suffik tumah b'shus hayochid is tameh, but we learn that suffik tumah b'shus rabbim is tohah. And therefore the Gemara is saying, since we have here a suffik, if the kohen touched the machat, or the sakin touched the machat, and we see that we say that the kohen and the machat and the sakin are tohirim, Amar Ravashi Zaisameres, that proves to us that Azorah Rishus Harabim hi, that the Azorah has a din of a Rishus Harabim. And therefore, as far as Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara is concerned, it has absolutely nothing to do with Rishus Harabim and Masechtas Erevin. V'hevelei Sofik Tumah B'Rishus Harabim, v'chol Sofik Tumah B'Rishus Harabim, Sveikoi Tohor. Therefore, we say that the Sofik is Tohor. Ask the Gemara, Ho B'Rishus Hayochid, are you telling me that if the Azara would be considered a Rishus Hayochid, then I would have said here that Sveikoi is Tomei, that the Sakin is Tomei Misofik? Ask the Gemara Michti. Let's look into this. Hai Machat, this case of the Machat that was found in this animal after the Shechita, Dovar she'ein by das lishoel hu. The sakin on which we have a suffix, whether or not it became tummy, the sakin on which the suffix was noilat. This sakin, we cannot ask the sakin, did you become tummy or did you not become tummy? Because the sakin does not have intelligence. And when we learn from Saita that suffix tumma b'shus hayochid is tummy, we say only if the suffix of tumma v'tara occurred in a thing that has intelligence, that we can ask that thing, did you become tummy or not? Then we say suffix tumma is tummy. Just like by Saita, the woman has intelligence, we can ask her, did you become tummy or not? This sakin, says the Gemara, it's aimed by dasli show. We cannot ask the sakin, did you become tummy? And therefore we have a rule in the Gemara in Saita, v'chol dover she'aimed by dasli show, bein b'shus harabim, uvein b'shus hayochid, is fekei toho, the suffix is toho. And therefore, why did you have to tell me that the Azara is a Rosh Hashanah? Even if the Azara is a Rosh Hashanah, the Sakin would be Torah. Tosfos asks over here, Tema, you have to say that the Azara is a Rosh Hashanah in order to understand that the Kohen here is Torah, because he is Das Lishoel. Tosfos doesn't answer the question. Answers the Gemara. Mishum dehevi sofik tuma habo bideyodim. Because this is a sofik tuma which was brought about by a person. If the sakin did touch the machat, who caused the sakin to touch the machat? A person, the kohen, that moved the sakin over to the machat. V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan said, sofik tuma habo bideyodim. If it's a sofik tuma to a thing that's aimed by Da'af Lishol, but it was brought if to the Dover Tomei by Adam, by a person who is Da'as Yishol, Nishol and Aleha, such a suffix we must ask about. In other words, there we say, suffix Tumi Bishus Hayochid is Tumi. Afilu Bikli Hamunach Hagabi Karka. Even if the thing that we have a suffix, whether or not became Tumi, is Munach and a person never touched it. But the doubt is whether a person who was holding a sheretz in his hand touched the Keli with that sheretz. So since there was a person involved in making contact between the Dover Toha and the Dover Tomei, if we have a suffix if there was such a contact, it's considered Yesh B'Das Lishol and Rishus HaYochid, it is Tomei. Kedovash Yesh B'Das Lishol. And now the Gemara continues being mefurish, the Mishnah that we had at the end of Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, that it said that Reb Chanina Zagana Kehanim was made, that Machat Sheninsa Beboso, it says the Haboso Tomei, the Boso is Tomei. Why? Because this Machat, according to Rav, is an Av HaTumah, so the Boso becomes a Rishon, and according to the Bar Plukta of Rav, the Machat was a Rishon, and therefore the Boso became a Sheni. Ask the Gemara. Hi, Boser, the Iskasha B'mai. This Boser is not like other Boser Kachim that could easily become Mukshala Kabo Tuma if it's eaten in the city of Yerushalayim or it's carried around the Azara. But this Machat was found right after the Shechita, as Rashi explains. If so, Boser, the Iskasha B'mai, how did this Boser become Mukshala Kabo Tuma? What was Mukshala the Boser that it could be Kabo Tuma from the Machat? He named it Iskasha B'dam. If you want to say it became Mukshala with the Dam Shechita, as we learned before in our Perek, Dam is one of the seven Mashkin that can be Mukshala and Oichor Kabel Tuma, as it says in the Pasuk, V'dam Chalolim Yishter, we see Dam as a Mashke. No, V'yomer Rabchir Barabba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Minayin L'dam Kochim She'ena Machshir. How do we know that Dam Kochim cannot be Machshir Oichor Kabel Tuma? She'nema, it says in the Torah, when the Torah speaks about the Easter of Achilas Dam, it says, Loi Seichalenu, Al Ha'oretz Tishbachenu Kamoi. And from this Pasuk we learned, Dam She'nishbach Kamayim, such Dam that we can pour out on the earth, like Mayim, like water, if we wish, Machshir. That my Dam is Machshir, that Dam has a din of Mayim. V'she'ena Nishbach Kamayim, Dam that is not Nishbach Kamayim. That means, Dam Kochim, which we must receive in a Klisharis in order to make this Zrik on the Mizbeach. Here we have Exeris HaKos of Ena Machshir. Dam Kochim is not Machshir, it does not have a din of Mayim. So that is not possible, that's the Hechshir of this Basel. V'yela says, what do you wish to say? The iskasha b'mashke beis mitbachaya. Do you wish to say that the basar of this behemoth became muksha through mayim in the beis hamitbachayim, in the beis hamikdash, the mayim that were there in the Azara? V'ha'omar Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina. Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina said, mashke beis mitbachaya. the mashkim in the Beis HaMitzvachayim, and according to the maskon of Tosa speaks out here, according to the maskon of the Gemara Daf Tezayin, this mashkim Beis HaMitzvachayim, according to those that disagree with Rav, is talking about mayim, mashkim Beis HaMitzvachayim, the mayim in the Beis HaMitzvachayim, loydayin shehein dochet, not only that they are tohor, that they are not mekabel tumah, elo she'ein machshir, and they cannot be machshir an oichel to be makabel tumah. Why not? So Rashi learned in Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and that's mashma, that's Rashi Shita here. The whole din that mayim that are not mechuborim lekarka, that mayim tzlushin can be machshir an oichel lekabel tumah, that is only midrabbanon. And since it's midrabbanon, in the mikdash they were not goyzer that mayim tzlushin can be machshir an oichel lekabel tumah, and therefore she'ein machshirin. So how could this bosser become muchshir with the mashma? The Ella, do you wish to say, this kasha bechibas hakodesh, that it became muchshir with chibas hakodesh? We had at the beginning of our blot today that there is a din that levoina and gecholim and eitzim, they can be makabel tumah if they are hektish, because there's a special din from the habosa asher yiga bechol tumah lo yeyochel. We learn from that posik v'habosa that chibas hakodesh, the fact that it is kodesh and susceptible to tumah, gives it a din of meichel, even if it is not a meichel. So also we learn a din from the same v'habosa that kodesh, a meichel that is kodesh, does not even a hechsher lekabel tumah. Chibas hakodesh, the very fact that they are kodesh, that gives them a hechsher to be mekabel tumah. So the elad is kasha bechibas hakodesh. Do you want to say that the hechsher of this basa came because of the din of chibas hakodesh gives it a din hechsher? Says the Gemara, aim the mahani lechibas hakodesh. For what does chibas hakodesh help to give a basa a din kabbalas tumah without a hechsher b'mayim? That's only left sula gufa, that it itself can become unfit. But lemimne berishne v'sheni nami. Do you want to tell me that chibas hakodesh helps to be machshir an oichel bak mikdash, that it could be metama something else? Because over here it said in the Mishnah in Masechet Idyos hamachet shenimtza bebasa, it says habasa tomei. It doesn't say that habasa posel. If so, if that would be the pshat over here, that the basa had a hechshir because of chibas hakodesh and still it is tomei, it could be metama something else. Tipshit deboy reish lakish. You should be pushed at the shayla of reish lakish. What was reish lakish's tzayla? Reish lakish asked, tzorit shal menachis, if you have soilus flour that was mixed with oil of menachis, and you have a packet in that flour that is not mixed with oil, that is dry. In other words, it wasn't muchshir lekabel tumah al yedei vishemen. The question is, moinim by rishon v'sheni. Now, if tumah touches that dry packet, which was not muchshir al yedei vishemen, and the only thing that was machshir, it was the din of chibas hakodesh, moinim by rishon v'sheni oilai. Do you count rishon v'sheni? In other words, if a sheres touches it, does it become a rishon and it can make a sheni? Or do you say it just becomes possible because the din of chibas hakodesh only makes it possible? So how did it become Moshe? If you're going to say, because of Chivas HaKadosh we have a riot to Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish didn't bring a riot from here. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, said Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. Kigon Shahoysa Poro Shal Zivchei Shlomim. Over here we're talking about a person that had a Poro of Zivchei Shlomim, and a Shlomim, the hide and the flesh of the animal is eaten by the owner of the animal. Therefore the owner of the animal wants to make the hide very easy to skin from the animal, to take off the animal, and he wants to make it usable afterwards. And because of that, because bringing an animal through water causes it easier to skin the animal, and they also feed the animal, they give the animal water to drink, and that makes it easier to skin the animal. And therefore, he walked with the animal through the Nahar, through the river, to make it wet before the Shechita. V'shachta, and very soon afterwards, he shechted the animal in the Beis HaMikdash. V'adayin mashke tefeach aleho. And there is still mashke, there is still liquid water on the skin of this animal, enough that it is tefeach, it could cause something else to become wet. That is the pshat in tefeach. V'adayin mashke tefeach aleho. And therefore, we say that probably some of the water that was on the skin of the animal fell on the flesh of the animal. And since we say that mayim tlushim, that are not beimit b'chaya, and these are not mashke beimit b'chaya, can be machshir and oichel midrabonon, it was machshir this basa lekabel tumah. And now the Gemara says, You said before, Nimtza, in that Mishneh Masechtas Idyos, you said, Nimtza beperesh hakol tohor. If the needle was found in the waist of the animal, everything is tohor. In other words, the flesh and the sakin and the hands of the kohen. Ask the Gemara, since we just said that the animal drank water and was carried through the water here before it was geshachten, so this perish is probably liquid. These wastes are very liquidy, and it should have a din of a mashke. Ask the Gemara, if so, the needle was metame the perish, v'nahad the perish, v'natam yilabosa. Let this perish be metame the boss. If the machat was an av, it made the perish for a rishon. The perish, which is a rishon, makes the bosa into a sheni. If the machat was a rishon, it made the perish into a sheni, and the perish, which is a sheni, will make the bosa into a shlishi. Omar Rav Adaba Haver, said Rav Adaba Haver. Over here we're talking about the perish of, although the animal drunk before the shechita, but its waste were over were thick, and therefore it doesn't have a din mashke. It certainly is not oichel perish. Wastes are not oichel, and therefore it is not makabel tuma at all, because it is not an oichel and it is not a mashke. And Ravashi Yomar Ravashi says, Afilu tema beperesh rako. You can say it's talking about the perish rako. If so, you ask, if it is still liquidy, then it has a din of mashke? No, it's not a mashke. Mishum deheve mashke saruach. Because it is considered an odorous or a spoiled type of mashke. And since the Torah says that a mashke is only makabel tumah, it says in the pasuk, v'chol mashke asher yishase b'chol kli yitma. It has to be a mashke which is drinkable, which one can drink. And since this is a mashke saruach in the stomach of the animal, therefore it is not mekabel tumah, and everything, the bosor and the sakin and the koyin, remain tohirim.